Most of the community of Old Harbor lies along the water's edge, and that means it's in an inundation zone should a tsunami strike the southeast corner of Kodiak Island. Lapani Nador is the tribal administrator for the Aleutic tribe of Old Harbor. He helps oversee the village's emergency services.
We literally go downtown, we go door to door, try to make sure people are aware that there is a tsunami alert, and then pretty much we sound the siren downtown and try to encourage people to head on up to the landfill road.
Old Harbor's landfill is about 200 feet above the village and out of the tsunami inundation zone. But once people get there, he says they have to wait in their cars until the threat is over. In the winter, residents might spend hours shivering in their vehicles, turning them on and off for heat, waiting for the all-clear siren. Old Harbor has about 200 year-round residents, though the population can triple during the summer fishing season. A permanent tsunami shelter would give people in town a safe haven, and it's a critical part of Old Harbor's emergency management, especially if the big one hit.
If all our main infrastructure gets wiped out, the community needs a safe place to hold up in case the Coast Guard is not able to come get us in time.
The total project is expected to cost around $7 million. Just last month, the tribe received $1.5 million in federal funding from the omnibus spending bill. Nador says the plan is to build the tsunami shelter first and then build the adjacent community center. And with federal infrastructure money floating around, it's good timing to apply for more. The tribe is in the final phases of completing a design for the new building, and according to Nador, they hope to have it out for bid in the coming months.
It's brought a lot of hope to our community because the community members have always talked about it, and it's looking like it's going to be happening, and we look forward to what the future holds.
Lloyd Ashawak is the president of the Aleutic Tribe of Old Harbor. He says there's palpable excitement that it's finally happening.
We're just so happy to have this opportunity, and talking to everybody, they just can't believe this is happening.
If all goes according to plan, Nador says they could break ground as early as this fall. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.